Hello.
Hello, my name is Randy, and I am returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division, and this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I please speak with the person who requested this call back?
Yes, this is she.
All righty, ma'am, and how can I assist you today?
I'm having some really severe difficulties all the way around. So I have the date roundabout of my last employment, my routing numbers and everything. I don't think I'm missing anything that I need to file a claim.
Okay, so how can I assist you today?
I would like to file an unemployment claim.
Oh, okay, so you'd like to open a claim today. Okay,
yes.
Well, let's see if we can't start on that here. What's your social security number, ma'am?
417-234123.
All right, let's see here.
And you are Randy?
Yes, ma'am. All right, let's see here. And what is your name, ma'am?
Jamie Kent.
Okay. All right. And what is your date of birth?
August 30th, 1983.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license?
I do.
Could I get that number, please?
Yes, it is 701-6671.
Okay, is that Alabama?
It is.
Okay, and what is your mother's maiden name?
Jacqueline Gallops.
Okay, Gallops, all right. Let's see what we can do here. All right, now, ma'am, you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud, correct?
Yes, sir.
Right, and you understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And there we go. All right. And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
And have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay, there we go. And has your name changed since the last time you filed?
No.
And have you worked under a different name in the last 2 years?
No.
Have you worked under a different Social Security number in the last 2 years?
No.
Okay, what is your phone number?
It is 659-901-8817.
Okay. And let's see here. Okay, and you said your driver's license was Alabama, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. There we go. And ma'am, what is your race?
White.
And what is your ethnicity? Is it Hispanic, non-Hispanic?
Ethnicity, no.
Okay.
I'm Caucasian.
Okay. And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school diploma.
All right. And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
I'm not sure.
Okay, so, I mean, I have
in the past filed for disability, but I do have some vision issues. I have severely negative vision. I also have rheumatoid arthritis. I have tried to file a claim in the past. I was denied, so I continued trying to work. I have had nothing but grief from the last several employees. I'm sorry, employers.
All right. Okay, well, see, it's do you consider yourself disabled?
Some days I don't have it on documented as of today.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm supposed to have some tests run by my doctor, my primary care physician.
Okay. Get in there. There we go. All right, ma'am. And what is your residential address?
84 Southwood, being one word, Southwood, Way, Way, Alabaster, Alabama, 35007.
All right, and come on. All right, and you said Alabaster, right?
Yes, sir.
That'll be Alabama. And what was that zip code?
35007.
Okay. Now, also, there's no apartment number or lot number or anything like that with this address, right?
No.
Okay. All right. All right. And what was your occupation?
My last employer was AutoZone.
Okay. Let's see. And so I guess that would be retail, right? You were selling
commercial
auto parts.
I was a commercial driver.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. Now, the problem with this is finding it, because this is the one we can't type in. We've got to go down this list of jobs until we find it. And, of course, it's going to have every job because, you know, so just hang in there.
All right. I have nothing but time at the moment.
Okay. There we go. Okay. Now then. And are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
I'm sorry, did you repeat that?
Yes, ma'am. Are you seeking work in your usual occupation?
I am seeking employment.
Okay. And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Okay. And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay.
I actually did not quit, and they did not fire me. So I just did not come in because they did not pay me according to my hours. They were charging me arrears for insurance, and they were working me 10-hour shifts when I would receive my check. On the 2 weeks that I was supposed to get paid, I was getting around $400 for 2 weeks worth of work. After all of my deductions, not being paid for my hours, and the arrears for the insurance that I do not understand why I was being charged for in the first place.
Okay, well, here's the thing. There's going to be a question coming up down the line here about quit or being terminated, and you haven't done either, you said, and it's going to ask a definite the reason that you were terminated or the reason that you quit. And if
okay.
you didn't quit, you know,
the reason, okay, I quit then, and the reason
yeah,
I quit,
all right,
was
well,
due to
we're not
reasons.
There yet. I'm just getting to the getting what I'm telling you is it's going to ask you who you notified that you were quitting and why you were quit. I mean, you know what I mean? So, I mean, have
yeah,
you even
I
notified
talked to the managers? They knew that I was not coming in.
Okay, but you just told me that you didn't quit. I mean, you know
okay.
what I'm saying?
I did not tell them I'm quitting, but I did not come in because I was not getting paid.
Okay. Well, let's just go on with this, but you go.
And being
there
treated
we go.
Unfairly.
Okay, and are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
All right, and since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, come on, get out of there, you. There we go. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Fifteen.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
Thirteen.
Okay. And are you a corporate That's, officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
I have tried to.
Okay. All right. And there we go. Are you currently working on commission or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Okay. excuse me. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. All right, and Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government any time between April 1st and March 31st, April 1st, 2023, and March 31st, 2024?
No.
Okay. All right, now, do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
All right. And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card, will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments. And there are fees for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Direct deposit? Okay. And is that going to be in your checking or savings?
Checking.
All right. And what is that routing number, ma'am?
See if I can see the number. 2620875 28.
All right, can I get that one more time for confirmation?
If you can read it back to me.
No, ma'am, we can't do that.
All right, 2620875 28.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we can't do that because it's a security reason to protect you and us as well. You know, with reading like account numbers.
I give you all my other information.
yeah, but I mean that's the thing. Okay. We can't repeat it back to you because, you know, there's so many people around. You know, we just don't want to take a chance. You know.
I got you.
Now, can I get your account number?
332-071-471.
All right, and can I get you to give me that one more time for confirmation?
332-071-471.
All right. All right. And who was your employer? You said it was
AutoZone.
AutoZone, didn't you? Well, that's good. See if we can't find that. All right, let's see here. BBT Motors, that's not it. McSweeney Automotive. No. Racetrack Sterling. Shaw Motors. CNR, no. Vulcan, Birmingham, Ox Foods, Tom Murphy, Incorporated. All right, would it be listed here as something else? Dollar General, EBSCO.
I don't know. My last phone was hacked. My email accounts were hacked, so I couldn't tell you unless I saw a stub. My stubs are around here somewhere.
Okay, and you don't have a W-2 or anything to look at, right?
No, because all my apps were with the other phone.
Okay, well, we don't show it here, so we'll have to add it. All right, so let's see here. Yeah, come on, there we go. All right, you said it was AutoZone, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what is their address?
Let's see. I need 1 minute.
Okay.
Trying to see if I can find an old check, the check stub that they actually sent me. Again, I can look it up for you.
All right.
Their corporate address is in Tennessee.
Okay. Well.
I believe the hub is in Homewood.
Doesn't have an address for your store?
This is where I went to train. I don't know if this is where you need to send information. I think this is actually a main location. Do you want that, or do you want the actual store that I worked at?
Well, just give me that, but I'll need the store that you worked at's phone number when we get there, but you can give me this address.
Okay, the Birmingham, Alabama store, 130 Green Springs Highway.
Green Springs?
Yes.
And you said that's highway,
your name was
right?
Adam? Would you say your name was Adam?
Who, me?
Yes.
Randy.
Okay.
All right, you said Green Springs Highway, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, what city? Is that Birmingham?
Yes.
All right. And that's Alabama.
35209.
35209, you said?
Yes.
All right. And what is their phone number?
(205) 942-9235.
All right. And what city did you work in?
Birmingham.
Birmingham? All right. And what was your employment start date?
It was June the 7th. I'm sorry. Give me one moment. I wrote all this down. I'm sorry, that was wrong. It was May the 7th. May the 7th.
What year?
Roughly around June the 15th.
What year did you start?
This year, 24.
2024? Okay.
May 7th, 2024 was the start.
Till when?
Till roughly June the 15th.
Okay. And there we go. And why are you no longer working? Quit, fired, or lack of work?
My vision.
It's either quit, fired, or lack of work.
My vision.
The answers that are, the answer to this question is you either quit, fired, or it's because of lack of work.
You said the reason why?
That you're no longer working. Did you quit? Did you get fired? Or is it because there's lack of work there?
I quit.
Okay. Let's see. There we go. All right. What is the reason that you quit?
My vision.
Okay.
Also, the lack of pay and overcharging for benefits.
Well, that would be voluntarily quit there, yeah. Cause
also, they lied. They would not tell me about what my pay rate was until 3 weeks later, and I did not agree to that pay rate.
I got you. We'll get to that, too, because we're going to, you know, get more specific on one of these questions down the road, so you'll be able to explain your side of it. You know, because, of course, you know, we'll check with your employer, of course, you know that. So you'll get to say your side, and then, of course, they'll get to say, you know how this goes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what is, excuse me, what is the name and title of the person you advised you were quitting?
Andreas. I don't know what his last name is. He's Hispanic.
Okay, that's fine. What's his position?
He's the store manager.
Manager? All right. All right. And what date did you tell him that you were quitting?
It was roughly around the 15th. You can put 10th or 15th. We had discussed this the entire time I worked there.
I'm talking about June 15th.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, let's see. What was the final incident to cause you to quit? Here's where you can, you know, tell me what you were going to tell me so we can get it in here.
I needed to go to the eye doctor, and they were giving me issues with being off for my eye doctor appointment. Asked me how long did I know that that was going to happen. I said I had to cancel my last appointment and reschedule due to being sick. I could not see the drive. I told them this numerous times. I even have statements from the eye doctor showing my vision changes.
Okay. And so, you needed to go to the eye doctor, but they gave you problems about going. And was there anything else?
And they were overworking me. They were working me like 10-hour shifts and pushing me to drive parts when I told them I was having issues.
Overworking, you said 10-hour shifts?
Yes.
Okay.
At times I was worked through my lunch break, and then I was gotten on to after I did what they told me to do, that I didn't take a lunch break, and it didn't make any sense to me. So it was extremely frustrating.
Okay. All right. So you said they were overworking you with like 10-hour shifts, correct?
I started off part-time. There was a part-time, full-time issue. They kept... I got on the phone with the general manager or regional manager at times, Alexa, and he was trying to explain what my pay rate was. Couldn't tell me what my pay rate was, like I said. And then he was telling me that I was going from part-time to full-time, but I was getting paid for part-time hours. And then they said they were going to put me full-time. I did not apply to that store. I was trying to apply to the Chelsea location.
Mm-hmm.
And they would not. I also told them, or one near my residence, which is Alabaster. There's AutoZone and Pelham. They would not transfer me there. And they were telling me it was a problem to transfer me. It was extremely confusing, plus pushing me and changing my schedule every other day.
Okay, and they changed your schedule too often, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
To the point to where I didn't know if I needed to come in or not come in. And I was, it was a mess. Absolute confusing mess.
All right, and also you had told me that you never knew what your pay rate was, right?
Not until about 3 weeks after I started.
Okay. So you worked about 3 weeks before you knew what your pay rate was.
Correct, because okay. When I opened my email... it did not show the pay rate, and for some reason, it let me accept the position without knowing what the pay rate was. I know what I put on paper. I said no less than $13 an hour, and so I took it that that's what they were paying me, but when it came down to it, that wasn't the case. It was $11.45.
Okay. All right, now, and what did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to quitting? You said you would talk to your regional manager, right?
I talked to him at least 3 or 4 times, and then he said that they were going to give me a promotion and gave me like a 60-something cent raise for full time, but then after I received my check stub, they were telling me that wouldn't go on this check. It would go on the next check. It was the runaround about the pay and everything. They were basically using me. And it was to the point to where I was getting extremely stressed out. That's pretty much.
Okay, so basically you talked to your regional manager, but nothing was resolved, right?
Right. Like I said, he said, you will get a promotion to $12 and some odd cents. And I was like, you know, that's not a promotion when I wasn't even going to work there for less than 13 an hour. And then I wasn't aware of my pay until 3 weeks later.
Yes, ma'am. All right, now, if you quit for health reasons, did your doctor advise you to quit?
My eye doctor, no. Actually, I just got a she said she was going to refer me to my primary care physician to run some tests.
Okay.
And I was unable to go to the doctor because I couldn't afford the copay my last visit.
Okay. All right. Now, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Get in there. Uh-huh. And let's let this thing catch up. All right, now, you certify that all of your answers are true and correct, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, now, you hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
All righty. You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
An internet claim?
Yes.
That's just the standard.
Right. You do it on the internet.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, I certify under penalty of perjury that I am the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of my knowledge. You agree?
Yes.
Okay, and you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefits handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities. You agree?
Yes.
All right. Okay, now the following instructions and phone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at, that's going to be alabamaworks.alabama.gov.
I'm sorry, let me write that down. Wait. Alabama. You said Alabama Works?
AlabamaWorks.alabama.gov.
Okay.
All right. And that's where you'll go and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certifications. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You can file your weekly certification either online in the claimant portal, you just go where it says file weekly certification on the homepage, or you can do it on the phone at 800 752-7389. And your weekly certification can be made on Sunday from 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. And failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Okay, now, your employer will be contacted regarding your separation, and we may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by phone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. And Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week, and you must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claims. You may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer wasn't hiring when you first contacted them, but the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a denial of benefits. And for assistance with your work search, you can visit an Alabama Career Center. Okay, now I'm going to give you your confirmation number and also your PIN number, okay?
Okay.
All right, now let's, there we go. Now your confirmation number is going to be 489-852-105. Okay.
489-852-105. Right. Okay.
All right. Now, see if we can generate this PIN number real quick and give it to you. All right. Now, your PIN number is going to be 0904. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And I have got your unemployment claim filed. Is there anything else we can assist you with today?
No, sir. That's all. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the unemployment claims line. You have a nice day today, ma'am.
You too.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.